This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Paul Merrick, co-chairman of the board and chief physician executive of Dooley Health and Care Physician Organization, which is the largest independent multi-specialty group in Illinois. Dr. Merrick is also a founder of the practice. And before we dive into the questions that we have for him today, I wanted to see, Dr. Merrick, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself as well as Dooley Health?
Certainly. Thanks, Laura. So I'm a urologist by training, went to school at Rush and came out and joined a practice in the mid-90s, the Glen Allen Clinic, which evolved to become DuPage Medical Group in 1999. And as you mentioned, just last week, we're beginning an exciting new chapter in our organization where we are Dooley Health and Care. And there's a lot of work that went into that name change and brand adjustment for us, and we're super excited about our future and the future of healthcare and the people that work with us and the communities that we serve. When I started on the founding board in 99, essentially we're a DuPage County practice. Now probably more than half of our patients we serve live outside that original county. So the thought was to create a aspirational, exciting new name to challenge us to go beyond what is expected and deliver extraordinary health and care.
That's really fantastic to hear. And what exciting times for Dooley Health. Now, I'm wondering, especially given everything that's going on in healthcare today, as well as in the U.S., what are some of the top trends that you're following right now?
Well, we're hopeful that we can be trendsetters, truthfully. There's a few things that are really important to us, and I think to the healthcare industry collectively. And right now, engaging physicians and clinical staff is quite a complex task. There's shortages in clinical staff, and there's difficulties in the care delivery model. And so trying to recruit really talented physicians and clinicians, equip them to do great work is one of the key things that I think all healthcare entities are involved with. And of course, technology is becoming a bigger part of delivering efficient care. But our goal is to use technology to assist in a very human-centered design. And have technology sort of be in the backdrop, but help us create a more intuitive, proactive model for healthcare. And certainly, I think for a decade plus, the trend towards moving risk to patients and providers has increased. Taking on risk allows us as a provider to make these types of investments in data and technology to actually better serve our communities and focus a little bit more on the front end, a proactive way to promote health and wellness versus the traditional hospital-centric approach of reacting to acute care and then responding to it. We do believe that people will obviously continue to get sick and need acute care services, but if we can be more focused on health, wellness, engaging our communities and our physicians and our patients on the front end. We hope to help people live better, healthier, and more flourishing lives.
That makes a lot of sense. And especially that last point when you're talking about health and wellness and really any kind of preventative work, are there any areas where you're seeing the most need right now?
Yeah, definitely. Mental health has been a big issue and focus for us and the system more broadly. And that comes with the combinations of the stresses of COVID, the stresses of learning to work in a new environment, sometimes working at home, social isolation, and lots of different stresses have come on individuals and communities. And so a focus on primary care wellness, chronic disease management, and behavioral health, I think, are key areas of focus.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm wondering, too, as an independent physician organization, what are the talks like with insurance companies today, and how do you anticipate they're going to change in the future?
Well, I'm thankful that we have a group of very talented people who came from that industry, who can speak the same language as insurers, providers and insurance companies sometimes think of healthcare differently, providers and physicians, because we're so close to the source, the patients. We think most uniformly about the task at hand and serving the person in front of us. Insurance companies have to sort of think of things more broadly and through an economic lens. One of our goals at Dewey is to maintain physician-provider independence from unnecessary tethering to both hospitals and insurance companies. That doesn't mean that we don't want to take a very collaborative, strategic approach in engaging these other entities to serve our patients and our communities. But the old system, the fee-for-service system, which still exists, certainly in our market and other places, the old adage, you get what you pay for. And so the fee-for-service payment mechanism is much more focused on a reactive approach. Somebody gets sick and needs a medicine or a procedure. As we move towards a risk sort of payment scheme, we believe that we can focus on that more proactive health and wellness piece.
Got it. That's amazing to hear. And I'm wondering, you know, when you do think about some of the value-based care and opportunities to do more of that preventative care, are the insurance companies you work with pretty receptive to that, or has it been a struggle to get some of those efforts underway?
We're always engaging the payers in collaborative approaches to serve our patients. And I think that if we can get to the point where all decisions we make, whether it's a contractual decision, a strategic decision, a policy, if we can filter it through one really simple lens, does this help doctors, clinicians, help patients? And if all policymaking, all contractual language use that as its initial filter, then I think that we can take this incredibly complex healthcare ecosystem that we live in and try to simplify it. I would say that our ability to engage providers, it's directionally correct. And so in Illinois, we work together with Illinois State Medical Society to help pass a pre-authorization bill to try to simplify providers, clinicians, physicians' ability to get the appropriate care to their patients more efficiently with less barriers and less bureaucracy. And that bill goes into effect in January, and I'm hopeful that that does smooth out some of these historic barriers that all clinicians have encountered.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for going through that with us. Now, from your perspective, what do you need most from insurers to thrive?
A willingness to sort of look through that lens and to pay for performance. One other absolute tendency in healthcare now is an increase towards transparency, and where higher quality, lower cost, better engagement of clinicians and a better overall experience for patients, the proverbial quadruple aim. I think that there's increasingly objective evidence of where that type of service exists. And we at Dewey, we use it to try to improve. And our aspirational goal is to continue to help each other flourish and help our communities flourish. And yet it's a imperfect journey that we're not where we'd like to be, but we make progress, I'd say, all the time. And my hope is that insurance companies' engagement with us is centered around that focus.
Got it. I think that's really helpful to know. Now, while I have you on the line here, I'm wondering, where is the best opportunities for growth for Dewley in the future?
Well, we have we've had a sort of a core growth strategy for some time. We want to continue to provide more and more services to our patients, take risk. The idea is we want to provide the right treatment by the right person, at the right place, the right time, and the right way. And if we can do that increasingly, we earn the trust of our patients. If we earn that trust, say, in urology, then the hope is that we'll earn that trust in oncology or orthopedics or cardiology, other service lines. And so we want to continue to grow in the services we provide our patients. We continue to recruit between 150 and 200 physicians a year in the Chicagoland market. And I think most healthcare observers are aware that we grew into the Indiana market a couple of months ago, where we formalized our partnership with an extraordinarily well-run group, the South Bend Clinic in Indiana. And we've signed a letter of intent with Quincy Medical Group downstate Illinois, also an incredible, well-led organization that has physicians who sort of think, act, and prioritize very similarly to myself and my partners. And we'll continue to look for like-minded independent physician groups that can share resources and solve some of these broad problems for our patients, the payers, and the healthcare system more holistically. So there is a lot of physicians out there who aspire to be problem solvers, not just for the patient in front of them, but for their community and the system more holistically. And as we seek out these individuals and groups, we believe that there's very significant, robust growth ahead for Dooley Health and Care.
Well, Dr. Merrick, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. This has been a really fantastic discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate your patience in getting connected, and I wish you all the best for you and your family.